It's a little bit of a mixed day here as we start off the week on Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, front month corn futures are 1 to 3 cents lower. Soybeans are fractionally mixed all the way to new crop 26. Looking at the wheat markets, they're also trading a little bit lower here today. Grain markets have this mixed tone as traders are shifting their attention to positioning ahead of the June WASDE report due out from USDA later this week on Thursday. Recently, geopolitical issues have been the primary driver of prices. Weather has kept fundamental sparks limited. Thursday's report will offer a market refresh on the fundamental situation for major U.S. crops. In macro news, the S&P moved back above 6,000 points on Friday, a major milestone in the equity's comeback from the tariff-induced dip in March. Trade negotiations between the U.S. and China will be top headlines for both financial and ag markets to begin this week. The Dow right now is up only 18 points. European markets are trading lower, and Asian markets are trading slightly higher here on the day as well. On the livestock side of things, last week was an exceptional week for cattle, with cash and futures exceptionally higher. The large increase in cash continued to support the market. Cash hogs were lower, but that was offset by spillover buying from the cattle and strong cutout values. Opening cattle calls are rather to be steady to mixed. Hogs look to be steady to higher. We'll look at those numbers coming up next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
July corn down 1 1/4 at 441 and a quarter. December new crop down 3 3/4 at 445 and a half. July beans up 1 1/4 at 1058 and a half. November new crop unchanged at 1037 even. Soy meal up 40 cents now at 296.10. Soy oil 2 cents higher at 47.52. Chicago wheat down 3 cents at 551 and 3/4. Kansas wheat down 4 cents at 545 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents at 632 and a quarter. Oats up 2 at 385 even. Saw triple digit gains in all three livestock contracts to end the week on Friday. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.